Track 8, and now we come to letters to the editor, and there are three today. May I, through your paper, thank 14 choirs and two orchestras who came into our Tesco store during December to bring Christmas cheer to our customers. It was a wonderful experience, really heartwarming to hear everyone's voices and the wonderful sounds of having orchestras playing live. If the anchor opposite the station is looking scruffy and bare of Christmas decorations, I apologise. I've been stuck in hospital. The plants do keep growing. However, please could you pass on my thanks to all the friends and neighbours, volunteers at the Orangery and the Teen Heritage Centre, choir members in the Dawlish Choral Society and the Shalden Singers who rallied round with cards, visits and shopping. As if I needed a reminder of what a great place Tynmouth is to live. All the best for the new year, writes Christina Civiter of Tynmouth.
Gordon Hook, Newton Abbott, writes, along with millions of others, I watched and enjoyed last evening's BBC Sports Personality of the Year Awards just before Christmas. Keely Hodgkinson was a worthy winner, displaying huge commitment to and success in her sport of athletics, winning as she did this year's 800-metre Olympic gold medal. In second place was a young man who skillfully throws darts. I was moved to consult dictionaries for definition of sport. I quote, an activity involving physical exertion and skill in which an individual team competes against another for entertainment and play in a lively and energetic way. I contend, therefore, that darts does not qualify as a sport, as while I acknowledge that skill is most certainly present, physical exertion and energetic are not words anyone can legitimately associate with darts. Surely some aspect of cardiovascular engagement must be involved in any definition of sport. Can we anticipate future BBC sports to include, for instance, pick a stick and or knitting? Both such activities exhibit just as much cardiovascular activity and skill as darts.
Michael Joyce of Newton Abbott writes, thanks to Choir 86. Just before Christmas, I was lucky enough to enjoy a wonderful evening of carols and poems from Choir 86 at a packed St Mary's Church in King's Kurzweil. With the church looking extremely festive, it set the scene for an evening of enjoyment from a choir whose reputation always set the tone for any concert to which they perform at. The programme for the evening was set into four sections. Each section contained at least one carol, which the audience were encouraged to join the choir in singing, a feat that was enjoyed by everyone and, who knows, maybe a few new members in the pipeline. Other than the traditional carols that many of us knew, there were a selection of others, some familiar, some not yet so. They all fitted so well. We sat there and enjoyed the spectacle, yet it could never happen without hours of rehearsal, a considerable amount of planning, and a host of dedicated participants, both singing and behind the scenes. My thanks, and I am sure the thanks of those attending, must go to each member of Choir 86, whether singing or behind the scenes. Without you, the Newton Abbott area would not be able to enjoy the various musical delights, because through your efforts throughout the year, you bring happiness and joy to many.